Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli, 2FM. Good morning. Now, 2FM listeners know Ryan Hennessy from Picture This very well, but might be a bit surprised by his latest project. His new collection of poetry, Syncopated Blue, is published today. He's on the line and he needs to tell us what the hell does Syncopated Blue actually mean. Ryan, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. So what does it mean?
Well, syncopated in musical terms is like a kind of an offbeat. And then blue, obviously, is like the feeling, I guess, or the emotion when people can feel blue. So that kind of coming and going of sadness is one interpretation. And then it's just a line from a poem that's in the book as well.
Okay, very good. What is the main difference for you between writing songs and writing poetry?
I feel like I have a bit more room to play in poetry because obviously we're a pop band, which is what we love doing. But there's certain parameters in pop music kind of lyrically that you can go with. And then when it comes to writing poetry, it's more so like a stream of consciousness, and it's almost involuntary sometimes. It's just like I have to get the emotions and feelings out onto a page when it comes to poetry. So that's kind of the biggest difference for me, really.
Okay. And it's not all brand new stuff. So what made you feel like you wanted to publish your poems rather than, you know, hide them away?
There came a certain point last year during lockdown where I kind of made a decision to myself that I would just be completely kind of open and honest about my emotions and feelings from kind of that day forward. And then I thought my poetry always kind of encapsulated that, and people had been telling me to do a poetry book for years now. Everyone's always like, when are you going to do a book and put all these poems in a book and put it out? And I never really wanted to do it for whatever reason, but when I came to that kind of conclusion, I was like, right, I'll do it. And then so the book includes poems from like the age of 16 right up until only a few months ago, so it's kind of a span of 10 years of poetry.
Wow. You said something happened in lockdown or, you know, over the last 18 months that made you want to do this. Did anything significant happen?
It was just the first time that I had space to get to know myself I don't know how that sounds, but because we'd been touring for basically 5 years straight and just being all over the world. And I'd never been in one place for more than 2 weeks. And then when lockdown hit, I kind of had to figure out who I was as an individual outside of music and outside of the industry. And in kind of getting to know myself and learning to love myself and all that, that's kind of the book kind of just came hand in hand with that.
It's funny because just with artists during lockdown, a lot of people said that I've chatted to on the show said they weren't able to write because they weren't living a life to write about. But that was kind of the opposite for you, was it? Because you had a chance to literally sit with yourself for 2 seconds.
Yeah, it was. It was kind of the opposite in terms of poetry. I mean, in terms of the songwriting and making music, that was tough because I need kind of a stimulation, visual stimulation, and being in new cities and meeting new people and kind of taking in the world that way. But then when it comes to poetry, it's a lot more kind of introspective, I think. So yeah, it was the opposite when it came to writing poetry. It gave me so much time to actually explore my brain and my heart and soul and all of those things and get it all down into paper. So I found it quite liberating, and I was quite lucky, I guess.
Would you say therapeutic?
Definitely therapeutic, yeah, for sure.
Would you say after doing this work, I would say, on yourself, do you like yourself more?
Absolutely. I love myself for the first time in 26 years. Wow. I've learned to love myself and be a bit more gentle with myself, and the book was a helping hand in that kind of process.
It's interesting that you say that, and I want to ask you, how important do you think it is for young people to find a way to express themselves?
It's so important. I mean, for me personally, it's everything. I learned that that's what my life is. It's just finding various means of expressing myself and discovering new channels of that all the time, which poetry has been a means of that for me since I was 7 years old. But this is the first time I've kind of been putting it out in public. But music and how I dress and all of that are all just various channels of expression for me. And without them, I don't know. I don't know who I would be or how I would be. So I think for young people, whatever it may be, everybody has their own vessel of expression. But whatever it may be, it's important to find it.
When you were writing the poems, was there any personal stuff that came out that kind of maybe surprised you or might surprise readers, let's say?
There probably will be stuff in there that will surprise readers, because I guess I, even though I'm in the public eye, I'm not very public about my personal life.
That's true.
But in terms of this book, like, it's so, like, it's completely raw and honest. There's stuff there probably that a lot of people won't know. And even like handing the book over to my family a few weeks ago, I was like, I don't know how they're going to react to some poems in there, you know, especially my poor mom having to read some relationshipy stuff.
I mean, so that must have been nerve-wracking. What was the feedback like from your family? I mean, you're not the only poet in the family as well, so Jesus, there's extra pressure there.
I know. The feedback's been amazing, and I have to say the greatest achievement of this whole thing is I already feel fulfilled just having done it. Just having done the book, that's enough for me, and everything from now is kind of a bonus, because I never thought I'd even do this. But the most rewarding thing actually is that my dad wrote poetry when he was around my age, and kind of stopped as he grew up and had a family and all of that for years. So he hadn't written poetry for years, but I don't know if he'll even like me saying this, but he sent me two poems this week. He's writing poetry again. So for me, that's the most beautiful thing that ever could have happened out of this process. So I feel so inspired.
Yeah, that is a huge achievement, phenomenal. So there must be a little bit of nerves. It's being published. People are going to get their hands on it. It's a very, very exciting time. And very exciting time for a picture. This, are you looking forward to getting back out there and performing?
Yeah, can't wait. We're doing a UK tour next month. It's less than 2 weeks away. So we're getting back to perform then. And then we're back to playing a couple of shows in Donegal. And then towards Christmas, we're playing in Kerry again. And then we've got the three big dates next summer, so we're so excited. That's what I love more than anything on the planet, is standing on stage. So yeah, we're buzzing to get back.
But you're going to keep writing poetry?
Absolutely.
And there's going to be another book?
More than likely.
Amazing. Well, I can't let you go without asking you, would you read one of your poems for us?
Yes.
Lovely.
I have my book here.
Take it away.
I read you poems through the phone as you're drifting off to sleep, grasping the supermarket teddy I had bought you just last week. I try to keep my speaking soft so that your eyes can rest, but when I say a line you love, I hear your gentle breath. I mark the corner of a page if the words feel just like you, like the mention of a nervous laugh or of the color blue. I want my words to fall away and land inside your dreams, and keep you warm and kiss your head and soften all your sheets. I'll see you soon and hold you soon and read you poems in skin, and calm your head and kiss your neck and breathe your beauty in.
Wow. Ryan, that was just absolutely stunning. Thank you so much for reading that out. I can't wait to read the rest of the poems. And listen, best of luck with everything, and get working on that second book, you know. It's going to be a big hit.
I will. I'll get working now.
Lovely. Thanks, Ryan.
Nice one.
Bye, love. Bye. There we go. Ryan Hennessy of Picture This. Just absolutely gorgeous. And Syncopated Blue, it will set you back just a mere $14.99. It is out today. Go and check it out. And we'll be right back.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.